Greetings, this is Nigeria, and you're listening to UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Mr. Freedom on the air with me today, and I'm super excited. This young man is definitely a key player, and we love when key players come back and just use us as a media tool for their events, their new projects, because we are here, and as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So Freedom, let us know what's going on. Welcome back, bruh.
Thank you. What's going on, sis? How you been?
I'm excellent.
Good. Man, I'm really excited about this project. It's actually my first album. The name of the album is entitled Breathe. And man, I've just been going through so much in my life. And how the album came about was, long story short, I was singing one day at church and I got overheated and I wound up being rushed to the hospital. And when I got to the hospital, my blood pressure was about 180 over 190. I almost had a massive heart attack. I was hospitalized for a couple of days. I wound up losing my memory the second day while I was in hospital, and I couldn't remember anything.
Wow.
And so many things was going on. They was like, sir, if you didn't make it in time, you was going to be out of here. So they went through so many different tests. They took me through so many things. But while I was laying there, I was just crying out to my mom. And I was just telling my mom, my, this was so many things that went on in my past and different things going on. Why is this happening to me? This is so unfair. You know how we get.
Right.
And I just started complaining and crying and whining and all these other types of things and all this stuff. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me to breathe.
Amen.
And I took a deep breath and I exhaled, and right there, tears just started to flow and just run down my face. And I just started worshiping God, like, right there in the midst of the hospital. And God said, start writing your album.
Wow.
Start writing an album. And I started writing my album right there while I was in the hospital. And it was birthed. It was birthed right there in the hospital, Breathe. And he gave me the words to these songs. And songs just started to flow and flow and flow. And on my last day in the hospital, they told me that I had high blood pressure. And I never knew that I had high blood pressure.
Right.
And, you know, they put me on these pills or different things of that sort. And then God sent a strange young man to me out of nowhere that came to my church. And I don't even know the guy. And he said, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me and told me that he took you through something very dramatic where you could have lost your life. But it was only to set you up for this new album that you're writing. Now, I don't even know the guy.
Wow.
Never been to my church.
See, that's why I love Jesus.
He said, the songs that you've been writing is complete. Like, you've been writing them, but they're not complete. But these new songs mm-hmm. he's giving you is going to the nations. And he said, I'm just putting a final stamp on it to let you know. Don't be afraid about what's about to come out of you. He said, just write. And he prayed for me and walked away. I never saw the guy again after that.
See, that's what I love about the Holy Spirit, because he'll do it. And I'm glad he encouraged you that whatever comes out, just, you know, go with it. Because sometimes we can get stifled or confused or, should I say that? Should I sing this? Should I do that?
Mm-hmm.
But when there's an anointing on it or when it's ordained, then you just have mm-hmm. to do what God told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's awesome, man. And see, when you birth projects from those life-threatening situations, I promise, I already know it's going to be awesome. So let us know about November 7th, sir.
Well, November the 7th, I'm having the recording there. It's a live recording, so the album will be recorded live. And it's going to be out in Bowie, Maryland at PP's Lounge. And PP's Lounge is a private location. It's actually a home that was built from the ground. And it's this producer. She lives there and she works in the business and she does a lot of other things. And she always had a vision to allow different artists from all over the world to come there to put on their own private events, to give them an outlet outside of being out in the open all the time. Started working with her through a great friend of mine, Khadija O'Neill, which is a Broadway artist, also an R&B artist as well now. She introduced me to her, and ever since she introduced me to her, we connected ever since. So I was like, man, I would love to do a concert here. And she just was like, listen, it's yours. What is the date? And you already know me, since we talked around for the Christmas holiday when you gave me the platform to promote my Christmas album. And so, you know, I'm stuck in the number 7. So I said, well, I want to have it November the 7th. She said, well, that's the date. So the date of the show would be November the 7th in Bowie, Maryland at TT's Lounge. If people want to buy their tickets and everything for that show that just will be, that's actually listening in the Bowie, Maryland area, you can get those tickets off of eventbrite.com. Tickets are going fast, so I would encourage you, if you're listening, to get them. It's going to be there November the 7th, and I'm really, really, really excited about it.
We were talking earlier, and we were just speaking about teamwork. I want you to really elaborate on that, because I think a lot of people think, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z and them, just they're the forefront, but that the reason for their success or anyone else's success, and I only say them because they're so world-renowned, that it really does take a team. You know, they had that blog, mm-hmm. that blog where she was telling her assistant enough while she was trying to pamper her on the red carpet. But just expand on that, because you're very good at putting teams, a good quality team, together. So I just want, you know, as key players, you know, we speak the truth. Just the importance, just elaborate on the importance of really, really creating a great team.
Well, why I really like this team and why it's really important to, you know, put together a great team, it first starts with understanding your purpose. You know, a lot of people don't understand their true purpose. Like, and we're stalled because a lot of us come out of the church, and the church say if you have a certain gift, then you're supposed to do it for the nation. And that's not biblical, because sometimes it's just a gift. It may not be your exact calling or purpose. It may be a gift that you have. A lot of us have a lot of gifts.
Right.
But I was always told I was going to be a preacher. I was going to do this. I was going to do that. And I kept denying it. Cause I'm like, no, I ain't going to be no preacher. But I kept singing R&B music and traveling, and I was saying it would be delivered by me singing R&B music. I'm like, well, how is that? And it wasn't what was coming out of my mouth. It was what was coming out of my spirit. People heard what I was saying through my spirit. And from that, I had to accept the fact that I am a preacher. I am a minister. I can do this, but God has given me the platform to sing. So now God has allowed me to go into places where a lot of people would feel uncomfortable going, because Jesus went in those uncomfortable places.
Teach.
So what I decided to do, I told God, if I'm going to do this project, God, I need to daily fast and pray, as the word say, and I need to have my ear to your mouth so that I can hear what's going on. And a lot of times we get in these spaces and we feel like, well, if this person hurt me or did me wrong, I don't want you back in my life. But if we're always working in a carnal spirit, we're going to miss out on the saying that if you'll make your enemies your footstool. That means he has to bring them back into your life so that they can help you get to that next level, or you may help them get to another level.
Right.
So through doing that, I had to humble myself and allow God to allow people to be erased and allow the old ones to come back, even the ones I didn't. But what I found that is I was constantly sowing into dead soil, and people were getting great things, but they were using them for the wrong thing. So I prayed, and I ran across a beautiful bass player by the name of Tiffany Lloyd here in Baltimore. She played for Yolanda Adams and so many other great artists. And I had to do a free show one day, and I'm always doing a lot of free stuff for people because I just, you know, just love doing great things, especially if it's great. And she told me about this beautiful young lady by the name of Phoenix. She's a keyboard player. And she told me about a drummer by the name of T. Nice. And she said, well, I think they can help. So we came and we did rehearsal. And instantly, the Bible says, know the spirit by the spirit. When
right.
they came in, I instantly felt their spirit. I instantly felt like they were kingdom driven, but they knew their purpose and their calling. And they could really go with me
Amen.
On this. You know what I mean? So I met them. And the next day, I hired them to be officially, you know, in my band. Now, working as a team has came to be so because I look beyond who they were as, oh, you're playing background for me. No, you guys are playing in front of me, actually. Though you may be in the back, you're playing in front of me, because without your creativity, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing right now.
Right.
So I had to look beyond to say, how can we make our money and we can all still manage to do what we're doing, but everybody can be looked at that in the same light. So doing this show that we're doing, it's great because there's different portions in the show where everybody is highlighted. Everybody got their own album out. Everybody got their own projects out. Everybody's being highlighted. Everybody's being promoted. Everybody got their time on the stage to do whatever they want, because I'm like, that's a team. That's a team of people. And these ladies have been coming for, I think, the past two or three months, every Monday night. Rehearsal starting like at 8. We're not leaving until like 11, going on 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
You know, we're just rehearsing every Monday. And, it, of course, this is a paid show. But we were talking one day, and they was like, well, you know, we just love you, and it's just great. We work and we're doing our thing, and it was somebody that was supposed to be a part of it. And just let me know that they were there for the right reason. When I told them one of the people that could not be a part of it because they wanted to do all this extra stuff, they said to me, well, Freedom, why are they going up? We doing this for free. We grinding. And so I looked at one of the piano players. I said, well, who told you this was a free show? She said, it's not. I said, no, you're getting paid for this show. She said, oh, wow. She said, I don't want anything. I just, you know, we're with you.
Wow.
Now, that might not seem like nothing to nobody, but when someone can give their self to you to that extent, that lets you know that they're in it for the long run.
Right.
Now, on the other end, we as the artists on the other end can't take for granted, oh, they said that, oh, good, just let them work for free. That's when we got to open our ears up and say, oh, no, we got to pay. But I went to a show with the great Rachelle Ferrell,
mm-hmm.
and I sat in front of the stage, and she said one thing about her band. She said, y'all give this band a hand clap. She said, because I would never be able to pay them for what they give me.
Wow.
Because they're too great. All this work that they're doing, and y'all pay tickets and everything, she said, trust me, what I pay them don't amount up to the love and the energy that they give me. And I could feel and understand what she said, because, you know, the band does the same thing. And I think people think because you sing R&B or different things like that, you just have to leave it on that stand. But there's a high demand that I have with people to work with me. We have to fast and pray before projects.
Mm-hmm.
We're fasting and praying before this, you know, concert. We had to pick a date. We did the date. We're off the date. Like, you have to hear from God.
Right.
And my main thing is, I was so used to being in the front all the time, never having an opportunity for anybody to help me. The great thing about this project is God gave me the words. He gave me the songs. He gave me the arrangement. But all I did is we did our rehearsals. We would get together, and I would give them the song, and we would recreate it on the spot.
Wow.
So now, as far as copyrights and everything, it ain't just my name on it. It's everybody's name.
Because
all we did is just get in a room, and I told them the song, and I sung it, and we just started just falling in line. Like they do on TV to make it seem like it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
It actually happened.
Wow.
And I just was watching God, like the music, the melody line, a different thing. It just started to flow to where we're in rehearsal crying and worshiping God. And then I had to allow them to understand who I was. I had to be vulnerable and personal to let them know who I am. It's a family. It's a marriage.
Right.
But you're all just not escaping too far, but that all ties into being a team and being able to help each other and knowing that it ain't just no one track to where I need you and you need me, or I don't need you and you need me. It has to be both. We both need each other. We all need each other to go to this next level.
Wow.
That's teamwork.
Wow. That's so powerful. That is so accurate. Whew. For a minute, you almost had me crying, Bryce. I'm like, this is so beautiful. That's right. It does. You have to come together. We have to be on the same page.
Yeah, we have to. Because if that vision ain't right, you know, it just doesn't work. I wrote one of the singles that's coming out after the show. My song is entitled Breathe. And this song is very personal because I went through so many things when I was younger. I went through mental abuse. I went through sexual abuse. I went through a whole bunch of things in my childhood leading up to my older age.
Right.
To whereas when I found, I was told that I would never make it to this level of being able to be married and create a child, different things like that. So being taught that and that being pushed into your brain when you're little, you say, oh, I'm supposed to be this way. I was created to be this way. God created everything good.
Right.
Now, we can't become attached to these spirits that is around us. Yes, that is true. But God creates all good. That's how he creates us.
Right.
I wind up finding my wife, as you know.
Right.
And it was very overwhelming for me because though she was giving me love and telling me she was loving me, I still didn't know what that was because all I ever was introduced to was the unlove.
Right.
So the song Breathe is basically telling me to breathe. And the words are saying, why do I feel bad when you say you love me? Look me in my face as if you don't deserve me. Something's going wrong. I feel breathless and thirsty, water. Or maybe I just need to breathe. This is me talking to myself. Because I'm asking myself, why do I feel bad when you say you love me? So my wife, she's telling me that she loves me. But it's like, I hear it, but I don't believe it because I've never had it before. I don't know what that is.
Right.
You know, so it just goes deep in there. And then it goes into the second verse saying, this love I hear, but I don't feel it. Tell me if it's real or will it disappear? I'm not worth it. God knows I tried. But a deep voice inside of me is telling me, I need to breathe. So I'm still trying to find this voice. And this is still happening to this day. And I'm married for three years.
Right.
I'm still trying to find that love in myself, not through her. Me of trying to find that love for myself because of what happened in the past.
Right.
And the bridge, though, bridge is just simple saying, and I know one day I'll feel this thing called love because I'm tired of this pain. I feel it hurts. But until then, I'll just breathe. So I had to explain that to my band for them to grasp what
right.
they were playing because you have a grown man with a grown marriage and a grown two-year-old child,
right.
and I got all this love that I can ever want, and right now I'm still feeling like I just really can't get that love. I'm still trying to search and find it, but the great thing in it, God just told me to stand still and just breathe. Trust me, it's real.
No, I know. This is going to bless so many people. You know, you being honest and transparent. That's why we always say we're key players speak. Because stop playing. People got to stop playing. Lives are at stake. And there's an urgency. And then you got saved folks masking and playing and confusing the unsaved folk. I mean, come on now. We got to get it together. We all got pain. We all have hurt. We know the Lord. He is real. But, you know, sometimes things just, there's a process. And we have to learn how to gird up. He says, when your brother takes a fall, he who is spiritual restore such a one. Well, where is the spiritual people to restore, you know?
Right.
So we thank God for you, bruh, and your testimony, and that you are truly one of the spiritual ones who can restore. And I believe that's what this album is going to do. And you're definitely in your call and purpose. And you're living proof. You live in proof that he will bring the 50. He'll bring the 70 to come and help you, you know, with the project. That's my Moses moment. I'd be Lord,
he'll bring them because I didn't know where I was going to find this dad at. Like the females just came literally the next day after I prayed.
Wow,
they came. I have a driver now. His name is Justin. I was standing on the corner praying to God, and I said, "Lord God, I need a driver. Why don't I like to drive?" So I said, "I need a driver. I need somebody to drive me, take me to my shows, do whatever, yada yada yada." No lies, this guy pulled up out of nowhere while I'm standing on the corner and said, "Get in the car." And I said, "What?" And I got in. And he said, "The Holy Spirit told me to leave and come back, and I will find a young man on the corner." He said, "I was on my way home." He said, "He told me to turn around this corner, and you would be standing right there."
Wow.
He picked me up, and instantly he put on gospel music. And he was taking me to different locations, but he never knew where he was taking me.
Mm-hmm.
Until one day he heard them announce my name on the radio and play one of my songs. And he called me. He said, "Yo, you're on the radio." I said, "Okay."
Amazing.
He said, you didn't tell me anything. I said, "Oh, yeah, that's what."
Right.
Freedom Imani. I said, "Yeah." He said, "You never told me your name." I said, "My name is Freedom." I mean,
yeah.
I said, and then that's there.
Right.
But God just started sending people. Like I just was telling you earlier, like Michelle Farrell and Avery Sunshine on a Benedict concert. I connected to their bodyguard, and me and him have formed a great relationship. He now works with me. He's been sending me producers, just people just left and right. And that's only because I stopped searching for it.
Right, right. Ooh.
And I start searching more for him, because if the word and the church is just preaching God knows all, he sees all, and all these things was written before the day we were born, why am I going to search and stretch for something that's already written? Why am I wasting my time trying to do that? Okay, I got a dream, but it's chase after your dreams. It's wrong. You need to chase after the one that creates the dreams, which is the creator. So I need to chase after him so my dreams can be manifest.
That's right. That's right. You saying well, it right, sir.
I started to fast and pray. I stayed on my faith, and I started getting those phone calls. Those things, I don't want people to misinterpret what I'm saying. Just wait, and it'll come to you. There is a process you have to go through. But, God just starts sending people with the process that I've done as far as helping along the way, helping people and sowing into people. You have to do all of those things. And right now, God just has me at a great, very overwhelming emotional place right now. And it's all good emotions and all good,
right,
overwhelming.
Right, healthy.
Yeah, because God trusts me. God didn't trust me before.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and I say that all the time. A lot of times we say, God, I trust you, but we never stop to think if God trusts us. And then if he does trust us, are we able to identify his trust? And a lot of times we don't. We ask for a new cell phone, we get it, and we start texting people other than our wife, other than our husband.
Right.
Or we ask God for a new car, and we get the new car, and we drive only our family in it, but we pass many homeless people. We ask God for a job. We don't tell people about the goodness of God on our job. You know, we do all of these things, and then we complain, God, give us more time, give us this. He's giving you time. He gave you what you asked him for. Now, how are you going to use it, or what do you do with it when you get it? So when things get cut off, you don't know why. So this is why. Mm-hmm. So I told God, strip me. I need you to paralyze my flesh so that you can get all of the glory.
Amen.
And he did. He disabled me to enable me. And when I'm able to be connected to great people like Eustace, and along with so many other great people God has put in my life, that lets me know and sends a signal that I trust you.
Wow.
I trust you. And I honor God for that, because you just can't use God's people any type of way.
Teach.
Coming back.
Yeah, no. Now that's real talk. Man, I'm so excited. Give them your social media.
Okay. Can I shout out the band real quick?
Sure.
The name of the band is called Freedom Riders. My keyboard player is Phoenix. Drummer is T-Nice. My bass player is Tiffany Lloyd. You can all find them under those names on Instagram and also Facebook. My background vocals, their name is Sweet in the Morning, Khadijah Onique, and Tanisha Thomas. You can find them on Facebook as well. But if you want to follow me, you can follow me on all social media, Facebook at Freedom Imani. That's FreedomImani, Freedom Imani on Facebook. Instagram, you can find me at Freedom Imani 7, the number 7. And my other business page on there is just Freedom Imani. Oh, and then, you know, it's not new, but it's been out there. I'm just a little late catching up with it. Periscope. You can find me on Periscope at NewFree27.
Okay. Well, sir, it's always a pleasure. And I'm a little biased because he is my little brother. But I love you the most. And if anything changes, I will show up. But, you know, I'm always there for you.
I know. And if you can make it, you already know you got an album coming your way.
Yes,
and
sir.
I got to get back to New York and see you for the next couple of times. I haven't seen you, and I'm not going to get fussed out.
Well, everything works together for good. So, you know, you ain't going nowhere because I said so and God agrees.
Right.
And I'm not going nowhere because I say so and God agrees. And that's just how this is going.
Amen.
And we as you can hear us, we've learned to speak forward. So,
yeah.
Well, bruh, thank you again. I love you the most. And I know God going to show up on November 7th.
God be the glory. Thank you.
Listen, support my brother. This is what I need you to do. I need you to go to Facebook, Instagram, Freedom Imani.
Amen.
All right.
Take care.
You too, sis. Love you.